This is GQDN for Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. In today's news, we have a new team. Well, from Activision Blizzard going to another thing. A little bit of Ghostwire news. Syracuse to launch some esports degrees. And some PlayStation news as well. But we begin today with Diablo 4 Early Access Beta release and the start time with the preload details via DualShockers.com. And what they are saying is that Beta, as we know, is released Friday, March 17th, so this Friday, and will run until Sunday, March 19th. And that only goes to the people who have pre-ordered the full game. So, if you did, preloading it begins today, only for the beta, and it'll be on March 15th. Now, you'll be able to jump in at 9 a.m. Pacific time, or noon Eastern time, 5 p.m. UTC on March 17th. And for Eastern Asia and Oceania users, it'll be 2 a.m. JST and 3 a.m. AEST on March 16th. That's for the preload, and March 18th for the early beta access. So, once again, if you are interested on getting into the early access beta, there are only two ways. One, you can pre-purchase the game, and that will give you access via all consoles. And the standard edition costs $70, by the way. And the other way is to go to KFC.com and find your sandwich. Keep in mind, all orders are different as to what the places of where the early access beta would be. And you only have up to tomorrow to get it. Now, that's enough of early access. How about we go to something that should be launching? Well, according to Destructoid.com, the Sea of Stars has added Xbox to its launch day. So originally, the Sea of Stars only had Nintendo and PlayStation and PC. However, they've just added Xbox consoles to its release on the part of the consoles. And once again, that date of release is August 29th. So, should be all right, and we shall see indeed what happens. Now, PlayStation Plus, also via Destructoid.com, did say that the March catalog is here. And what's in this one? Well, you have Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection, Chia, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Extraction, Ghostwire Tokyo, Life is Strange True Colors, Immortals Phoenix Rising, Life is Strange 2, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, Dragon Fighter V Champion Edition, Untitled Goose Game, Final Fantasy Hype Zero HD, Rage 2, Neo The World Ends With You, and Haven. The PlayStation Classics Premium is going to have Ridge Racer Type 4, Ape Academy 2, and Siphon Filter Dark Mirror. That's the PlayStation 1 game and two PlayStation Portal games. Now, we get to some Square Enix trouble, possibly, because DualShockers.com did say that Square Enix Symbiogenesis did get into some heavy criticism over the NFT mechanics. So, Square Enix did release a new trailer up on YouTube about this game. And it's really the upcoming NFT Symbiogenesis, with mentioning that the game will have 10,000 NFT characters in a 6-chapter story. But the trailer was indeed met with a lot of criticism about the project. Now, they don't have up on DualShockers any of the criticisms, but the criticisms from the fans, and they're quoting a Lady Emily on Twitter saying, quote, "Decided to look more into Square Enix's new NFT game and imagine seeing something like this going on, quote, wow, this looks fun and worthwhile." For the quote, "Today they boasted the game will have 10,000 characters with unique designs, and looking at the character designs that they've released so far in awe and how literally all the same face shape modified to make the most basic background characters in a Fire Emblem game. And she posted a picture of those faces, and essentially she's got a point. So they all do look the same. But what does not look the same? Easy transition. EsportsInsider.com did say that Syracuse University will launch an esports degree. So what's going to be in this? Well, there are going to be three areas of focus here. One is esports business and management, esports communication, and esports media and design. So there are some different things going on here, and this really does show the push that esports does have right now. And speaking of esports, more of the betting side. Once again, esportsinsider.com did say that Entain did agree to a $13,250,000 acquisition of the esports company called Sportsflare. So here's what Tom Hearn, chief executive officer of Tidal, did say in the purchase. Quote, "I am incredibly proud of what the Sportsflare team has done over the last year. Given the capital markets environment, we believe it was the best to find a great home for Sportsflare in order to maximize value for Tidal's shareholders. Sportsflare will be a great fit with Entain's strong presence in the industry, and our board of directors is confident that Sportsflare joining Entain is the best long-term solution for its employees and partners." Now we go to Eurogamer, and there's some good stuff going on. And we start with Ghostwire Tokyo, because that is going to Xbox with some new content on all the platforms. So Ghostwire Tokyo did launch on PC and PlayStation 5 as a timed console exclusive. But Bethesda did announce that the game is making the leap over to Xbox Series X and S on the 12th of April. This is going to be very, very interesting. So this is going to be indeed quite the game, especially when there's stuff coming out on the 12th of April. And if you go over to the Bethesda's website, you might see more details on that. I'm just taking this right from Eurogamer. Now, they are also saying that Final Season Sleeper DLC is dated ahead of the PlayStation release. So, the third and final episode of DLC for Citizen Sleeper will release on the 30th of March for free across all the platforms. And that is one day before the game makes its debut on PlayStation, most likely PlayStation 4 and 5. In fact, Citizen Sleeper said on Twitter, quote, "Breaking news, the final episode of Citizen Sleeper 3, episode DLC sequence, episode Purge, will launch on 30th of March. Witness the future of Erlen's Eye and make your final choice." In fact, what Gareth Damian Martin did say, quote, "It has been a wild ride since the release last May, and I have been blown away by the support, positive press, and award nominations alike. As a longtime PlayStation player, I am so happy to finally bring the game complete with all its DLC to both PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. So now we'll see what happens with that game. We will end today with something from IGN that I spotted earlier today, and that is the former leader J. Allen Brack and Jen O'Neill is starting a new studio. So they're making a new studio called Magic Soup Games. Yes, that's what it's called, Magic Soup. Anyway, right now there are only two positions open on its career page: concept artist and server-side engineer. That is right now. In fact, Ms. Jen O'Neill did say, quote, about this, "We know the quality of our games will be a reflection of our team culture. We're doing the work up front to make sure we're fostering creativity, fully remote collaboration and a diversity of backgrounds. So, yeah. We'll keep an eye on it, of course we will. And we keep an eye on all of the games out there. I think I need to turn on my PlayStation pre-download, because tomorrow there will be more news and probably more things about Diablo and everything else in the gaming world, and we will keep you apprised of all that via at GroupQuest on Twitter and at DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. See you then. And go play some games, people. Come on.